From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman. A North Korean missile lands close to the coast of Japan. South Korean military officials say North Korea has fired a ballistic missile into the ocean off of its eastern coast, the latest in a series of missile tests. The U.S. military said it detected two simultaneous missile launches, one successful, the other exploding immediately after launch. Officials say the missile, believed to be a medium-range Ludong missile, was fired just before 8 Wednesday morning and flew about 1,000 kilometers before landing in or close to Japanese waters. A statement from the Joint Chiefs of Staff said the missile launch signaled the North's ambition to attack neighboring countries. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe called the missile launch a grave threat to Japan's security and expressed strong objections to the North's continued ballistic missile aspirations. Both the government in Syria and the opposition are trading charges of using chemical weapons after reports surfaced Tuesday of civilians being treated after a toxic gas attack in rebel-held Idlib province. It is close to the site where a Russian helicopter was downed Monday, killing 5 Russian personnel. U.S. State Department spokesman John Kirby said Washington is looking into the reports.
We've long expressed our strong condemnation of the use of chemical weapons on civilians, which, of course, violates not only the cessation of hostilities, but international standards and norms, including the Chemical Weapons Convention, to which the government of Syria is a member, and two UN Security Council resolutions, 2118 and 2209.
You can find out more about this story, read about it, see about it on our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News.